This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Series last year, the talk between Tarawih was about Muslim matters, and today, inshallah, we're going to start a new series, and the title is Quran Gems. So every night, inshallah, we're going to choose an ayah from the Quran or a small passage from the Quran. So we reflect on this ayah to see what we can learn from this ayah, inshallah. The passage for today is from Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. And this part we recited in Isha, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah intends every ease for you, and He doesn't intend to place hardship on you. Before we start, inshallah, if you look at Surah Al-Baqarah, there are two themes in this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the different ibadat in this surah. He talks about salah, He talks about Ramadan, about fasting, He talks about sadaqah and zakat, He talks about hajj and so on and so forth. So there are two things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions after these ibadat. Number one, He says almost all the time in this surah, every time He talks about ibadah, He says that the purpose of this ibadah is to generate taqwa in you. Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship Allah who created you and those who came before you, so that you will achieve taqwa. In the ayat that talk about siyam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu kutiba alaykum siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. Siyam has been made a fard on you, just like it was made an obligation on those who came before you, so that you will achieve taqwa. Look at the ayat that talk about hajj, about different things in the surah. The same thing. They always conclude with the word taqwa, or to achieve taqwa. Taqullah wa allimukum Allah, and so on and so forth. So this is number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He speaks about ibadah in the surah, He always says at the end that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to make things difficult for you. La tukallafu nafsun illa wus'aha. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. And at the end of the surah, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah doesn't want to make things difficult for you. He intends every ease for you. Some people will say, but wait a minute, fasting 30 days for 17 hours, in our case, for 20 hours, 22 hours, actually this year in the case of Iceland, is not making things easy for us. Fasting the whole day, standing in Taraweeh for an hour, praying 9 rak'ahs or 22 rak'ahs, right? And praying 5 times a day, then praying for Taraweeh, then Tahajjud. This is not making things easy for us. This is what some people think. Why is it not that we just go to the masjid once a week, just like some other people from different faiths? Actually, some Muslims do the same thing. We call them Jum'ah Muslims. They go once a week, right? And what about fasting the other way, just like some other people from other faith communities? They just eat anything they want, they drink anything they want, they just avoid one thing. So now imagine if you are fasting in Ramadan, you can eat anything, you go to Tim Hortons every day, and you only avoid biryani, right? So this is how they fast. Some people avoid fish, some people avoid chocolate, this is how they fast. Well, you have to look at it. There are two points, inshallah. I got 1 minute, then we'll continue. Number one, the same people who are doing these things, they go to their places of worship once a week, or they go only for janazah, and those who avoid only one thing, on the day of judgment, when they see the reward and the honor and the dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving to the believer, رُبَمَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْ كَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. They will wish they were Muslims. And when you see the honor and the dignity and the great reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for you in Jannah, you wish that the whole year was Ramadan. You wish you prayed not only 5 times a day, you prayed 50 times. And guess what? You are getting the reward for fasting the whole Ramadan, actually the whole year, without fasting the whole year. And you get the reward for praying 50 times a day with praying only 5. How? We know from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ in Tabarani, if you fast in Ramadan, you get 10 rewards for one good deed. So 30 days in Ramadan by 10, that's 300. And you fast 6 days from the month of Shawwal, that is 360. This is what the Prophet ﷺ says. If you fast Ramadan 6 days from Shawwal, you get the reward of fasting the whole year. You pray five times a day, you get the reward of fasting. You pray five times a day, you get the reward of praying 50 times a day, as the Prophet ﷺ says in the hadith. The last point. So why do we fast sometimes in Ramadan, in the summer, in the winter, in the spring, and why does it move all the time? Well, just think about it this way. It is recommended in the sunnah when you pray in the masjid that you change the place of your salah. So sometimes you pray here, tomorrow you pray there, the next day you pray in the back. I know some Muslims, they like to pray in a certain spot. Like they get a bit better coverage when they pray in a certain spot. I know a brother one time, he came to the masjid late and he saw one brother sitting in the front and he said, "Yo, move, this is my spot." And he moved him to the back. So when you pray in the different places on the Day of Judgment, these different spots in the masjid will make shafa'ah for you. They will acknowledge you and they will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you Jannah. Look at Siyam the same way when it comes in different seasons. Maybe on the Day of Judgment, fasting in the spring will make shafa'ah for you. Fasting in the summer will make shafa'ah for you. Fasting in the winter will make shafa'ah for you. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yushafi' fina al-siyam wal-Qur'an. ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا الصالحات. سؤال: الأطفال غير مطالبين بالحلال والحرام، يعني لا يفرض عليهم الحلال والحرام قبل التكليف، ولكن في طفل واحد في القرآن الله سبحانه وتعالى حرم عليه شيء. حلال and حرام rules don't apply to children in Islam. But there is only one child in the Quran Allah سبحانه وتعالى made something حرام for him. Who is that child and what is the name of the surah? If you know the answer, inshallah, email me at info@mustafakhattab.org. info@mustafakhattab.org. Send me the answer, inshallah, before tomorrow asr, and tomorrow we'll get a precious gift, inshallah, and this will be throughout the month. Jazakallah.